USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement. I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you
are. Yield because you just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity to respond to.
I will not
say
yield.
We think you ought to allow us to speak of what
you
we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans call for Adam Schiff, the Democrat, to step down as the House Intelligence Committee chairman over his unfounded claims of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential election. The first lawsuit is being filed against Boeing tied to the deadly Ethiopian plane crash. The suit was filed in a Chicago U.S. federal court, and President Trump set to hold a Make America Great Again rally in Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
U.S. economic growth slowed in the final part of 2018, but it was still a good year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes breaks it down.
The best measure of economic performance, the GDP, posted a gain of just 2.2% in the year's fourth quarter. That final reading was in line with expectations of economists surveyed before the number came out. It was down from the previous estimate of 2.6%. It leaves full-year growth at 2.9%, but all in all, 2018 was the best year for the economy since 2015.
No winner has come forward yet in Wisconsin to claim the second highest all-time Powerball jackpot of over $768 million.
This is the 17th win for Powerball in Wisconsin, which makes Powerball the sixth winningest state in Powerball history.
Wisconsin Lottery Director Cindy Polzin. Now, Polzin also said the most important thing for the winner to do is sign the back of the ticket, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General William Barr says that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report found no evidence of collusion or conspiracy from the Trump campaign and the Russians back in the 2016 presidential election. Democrats and many Americans are still hoping to see the full report, to which Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News, let's open the whole report up and let everyone take a look.
I would declassify all the documents pertaining to the FBI and its involvement in the 2016 election, let the chips fall where they may. Then, after the American people saw them, and Congress, I'd turn to my Democratic friends and I'd say, folks, here are the facts. Okay, now it's over. Everybody knows what happened. Let's move forward. The ball's in your court. Now, if the Democrats don't want to do that, if they want to act, no disrespect, I say this gently, like a bunch of meatheads, and keep trying to beat this thing to death, then I can assure you on the Republican side there's going to be a response to that.
The Vatican is setting the record straight about a ring-kissing mystery, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Video of the Pope pulling his hand away a few days ago as lines of people were waiting to kiss his ring went viral and led to a lot of late-night TV jokes as well. But now a Vatican spokesman says His Holiness was pulling his hand away for fear of spreading germs, not because he was afraid of catching something himself. The tradition of kissing the ring of the Pope does date back centuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.